On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Michelle McBride discusses Brookdale's spring sports with Trish Taylor, Assistant Director of Athletics and Recreation.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Thanks so much, Trish, for coming in today. And I'm really excited because it's, well, I'm sure you are, it's a new semester, it's a new season, and sports are starting. The weather's kind of starting to cooperate a little bit. Let's just talk about what's going on. We have already begun our volleyball, men's volleyball season, baseball and softball. So just give me an overview. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing great. We're surviving the weather considering, you know, those nice two giant storms we had. And men's volleyball always starts in February. It's a little bit of an in-between overlapping our basketball season, and then we go right into considered spring. So they're way well on their way. They're almost finished with their season, really. They're at 6-8, and they're playing tonight against Passaic County Community College home.
So by the time this airs, they're going to have a few more under their belt.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I remember when I had you in here the first time, we were talking about men's volleyball just starting.
Yes.
Because it is
still
kind of
a few years in.
Yeah.
Yes, 3 years in. So with Christian Williams, he's doing an amazing job. And he's, you know, he's our women's coach as well. So, you know, we love having him, and he has a great effect, positive, of course, with our teams.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so men's volleyball, they're going, they're doing well.
Yes.
What about baseball?
Baseball's off to, if they start early, I give them a lot of credit. They'll have scheduled games in February, and we all look at each other, but this is what it is, especially in the Northeast.
Sure.
So they're 10-5 right now. They're home today against Camden at 3:30, and they get a ton of games under their belt.
Right.
And with the leadership of Johnny and who he has on staff, Johnny Johnson, he is, you know, top of the line.
Right.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I've only heard good things, only seen good things.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, women's softball, again, always great things. Such a powerhouse.
Yes.
And this has been for years.
Absolutely. Our history, I always say, rich. Our programs, we dig deep. We play teams out of conference. So we have, you know, and as well as our regular scheduled games. So, you know, we're very well respected.
Very
proud. So they're doing well also. They're 9-3. They played yesterday. They won. They swept. We have Finger Lakes today at 2:00. We always play doubleheaders. So they're ready to roll in this weather. Just got to know how to dress.
Yeah.
And you know, the girls, they're tough. We have tough players.
You do have tough players. And we were talking a little bit before we cracked the mics, and it's a lot different than it's been in the past. The grounds are gorgeous, and you have some new stuff out there, right?
Yes. So we have brand new scoreboards. We got new scoreboards as well inside in the arena, which makes a lot of it makes such a difference because we've had some issues, and it's you know, makes it really difficult stat-wise and just, you know, for the viewers, of course, and with live streams that we have, fantastic. You can watch them from home. They're clear as day.
Yeah.
The microphone, you can hear everything. So if people can't make it, here we are. So
that's fantastic.
We make it accessible. And then the grounds crew does a fantastic job. And games that we wouldn't have been able to play typically years ago, we are playing them, not a problem.
And, you know, that must mentally be so great for the players, the coaches.
Right.
You know, I mean, and it's a very bad metaphor, but, like, I feel a little bit better when I'm dressed up and, you know, looking a little bit better. So, or when my house is clean. So their house is looking great. Like,
for sure.
That's fantastic.
Just beautiful dugouts. You know, we tarp the field. You know, it's an awe factor when you come in because it's all done right.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And by the time this airs, I think tennis is just going to get started.
Correct.
So women's, you said, is starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Men's is going to be starting closer
April 1st. Correct.
And expecting great things from them,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, because John Macho has been around for a long time. He was under Rich Karpinski, so, you know, there's that program legacy.
It's
there.
Fantastic.
And Susie Krebs, the head, she's been around tennis her entire life.
Right.
You know, she comes from all different facets from Monmouth County. So, you know, and she takes her time, very patient, and, you know, she always gathers a nice group.
Right. Now, the thing that always strikes me, especially with baseball, softball, and now volleyball, is the travel. Mm-hmm. What would you say, because we talked about last time the relationship between instructor, staff, and athlete. Mm-hmm. What would you say to maybe instructors, like to give them a little grace for the students, like, because I'm sure sometimes it could impact, you know, attendance, stuff like that.
Right.
And I know you guys are on top of it. Mm-hmm. But if you have maybe a new faculty member or a new staff member, what would you say to them as far as, you know, what to expect or what they should, how they should handle, like maybe, you know, related absences?
Right. Well, we always, you know, and the coaches know who've been here for a long time too, but specifically the student athletes, you know, obviously academics comes first.
That's absolutely
your responsibility.
Sure.
It's your responsibility to communicate. And but to approach and have that
right.
personable, you know, conversation that, you know, I'm going to be missing. We have a lot of games. Like, you know, if we could just communicate and understand, like, I can make anything up
right.
or what have you. But they play a ton of games on the road, or a lot of times with this weather being outside.
Right.
You know, you can be playing today and not scheduled for 4 days from now. But, oh, here we go with the weather. Now
sure.
we got to play like 3 days in a row. So these, you know, and if it's on the road, we go all the way down to Cumberland, Gloucester, you know, it could be really heavy.
Sure.
And it's really comes down to communication.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, never an excuse.
Right. Right.
So
perfect. I love it. And I was looking at the athletics page. You've got a great setup. Everything is there.
Yes.
Can you tell people how they can find exactly what's going on if they want to catch some games? Because
sure.
I like to catch a game here and there, especially
right.
when the weather. Maybe not a day like today where it's 35 degrees
just
when we are recording this. Hey, I went through the mom, the soccer mom, baseball mom, football mom thing. I know how to bundle.
Right.
I'm just done with it.
Yes.
But how can we find out your schedules and
sure.
everything?
We're at brookdaleathletics.com. Mm-hmm. And then we also, like I said, if you Brookdale TV mm-hmm. has our sports automatically.
It.
So if you just go to Brookdale TV, it will come up the live stream.
Perfect.
If we're there. Yes.
Awesome.
And then, you know, catch any past games. We put it in a link under the games, under the news, so you could continue to watch there.
Perfect. All right. Well, Trish Taylor, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
And I promise you, I'll bother you again for our next season.
Never bother.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank
and thanks,
you.
Everybody, for listening to Brookdale Beat.
I'm Audrey, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. Here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.